The Worst Witch to the Rescue by Jill Murphy. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Worst Witch to the Rescue by Jill Murphy. Read by Barbara Flynn. Chapter 1. It was early in the morning on what promised to be a fine day in March, a bit blustery, but a perfect start for the first day of summer term at Miss Cackle's Academy for Witches. Dawn had only just broken, when a lone figure on a broomstick came swooping and diving through the flocks of early morning birds, soaring among them with such confidence that from a distance it almost looked like another bird. The pilot was Ethel Hallow, top student at Miss Cackle's Academy, early as usual and eager to be the first pupil to alight in the schoolyard. She slowed to an easy pace and hitched her suitcase more securely onto the broom, as it had shifted during a rather ambitious nosedive. Her cat, Nightstar, was wedged between the suitcase and a bundle of box files, one leg in the air, doing some serious washing without a care in the world. Ethel dropped down a little, so she was skimming the top of the forest which surrounded the academy for several kilometres. She could see the school now, misty on the horizon. There was no one else about. She was sure to be the first. She could take it more slowly from here.